This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to the Overnight Success Podcast, brought to you by Maria Hatzistefanis. Maria is the founder of Rhodial and Nip and Fab, best-selling author, and on a mission to help you achieve your dreams. Maria's highly anticipated third book, How to Live Your Best Life, is now available on Amazon.
Hi, everyone. I am back again with season three of my podcast, and this is all about how to grow on social media. Now, the first social media platform I want to talk about is relatively new, and it's called Clubhouse. I've been on the app for a couple of weeks now, and I just got to understand the app and learn it and figure out the steps to grow so I can come back here and share the steps with you. So what is Clubhouse? If you're new to this, it's an audio platform, so there's no visual. We can't see you. You can't see the speakers. The speakers cannot see you. It's pure audio. And it reminds me of something between a podcast, a radio show, and a conference, where you have a speaker or a panel of speakers speaking about a topic. And then if you're at the audience, you can raise your hand, go on the stage live, ask a question, and then the speaker or the panel will respond to you live. And what I love about this platform is it's super inspiring, educating, and there's just so much value and so much that you can learn from it. So for me, this is a platform to watch for the future and definitely keep an eye on it. Now, I'd love to go through my 10 steps to grow on Clubhouse. First step is how to get on the app. As we speak, you can only get on the app when technically you get an invite by someone who's already a member. But I have found that since the app works with your iPhone and with phone numbers, you can go download the app, register your name, and then if you have any friends that your phone number is on their contact list and they're already members at the Clubhouse, they will get a notification and pretty much they will press a button and approve you. So don't wait for a specific invite. I would say just go and register your name and you may be surprised that you may get approved within hours or days. Step number two is get to learn the platform. Now, how do you do that? Find your topics of interest. That could be motivation, could be beauty, it could be business, it could be social media, and then go and sit and listen to various rooms. Don't stress yourself that you need to be an active participant at the beginning. Just go in and listen and consume. For a couple of reasons. One is for you to understand a little bit deeper how the platform works, and two, to find who are the people who matter on this platform. This is very, very important. So at the beginning, don't stress out. Don't feel you have to raise your hand day one that you're on the app or you have to add value. Just be there and listen, and that is good enough. Step number three, learn who the players are on Clubhouse and follow them. And this is a mistake I made at the beginning. So when I started on Clubhouse, then I needed to follow some people so I can follow their journey and their rooms. And I went in and followed people that I either knew from my real life or people from Instagram or people who matter that I've heard of. But what happens with Clubhouse is the people who matter, the movers and shakers in Clubhouse, are very different to the people that you find on other social media. So let's say you're on Instagram a lot and you follow people who post beautiful pictures and it's all about the visuals and inspiration. And those people on Clubhouse may not be active. So they may be focusing on the visual element of what they do, but not necessarily being there speaking and being experts on a topic. And so what I did is after I spent a few days on Clubhouse, I realized who the people who open rooms are, who are the people who are experts in the fields and the subjects that I was interested in, and I went in and followed those people. Now, why is it important to follow the right people that matter on Clubhouse? It is important because this is how your hallway or your feed is curated. So if you follow people that open interesting and inspiring rooms, if you follow people that go in and participate in exciting and inspiring rooms, then that's going to curate your hallway or your feed to be able to access those rooms. If you follow people that are not active on those platforms, then your hallway will be curated by just random rooms and topics that are of no interest to you. So very, very important. Now, equally, the other thing to do is follow certain clubs in Clubhouse. I, for example, have two clubs. One of my clubs is called Overnight Success. The other is called Rodial. And you can go and follow those clubs. So when I start an event, then you can go and get notified about the event. And on the Overnight Success Club, I talk about motivation, starting a business, inspiring coaching, mentoring entrepreneurs in the creative industries. And then on the Rodial side, it would be more about VIP events and launches and Q&As on my brand Rodial. So very, very important to go and follow the right clubs. So the clubs will curate events on certain topics that are of interest to you. My fifth step is to optimize your bio. I would also say keep the same handle as you have on your other social media so people don't have to guess your name. For example, as you know, my social media handle is at Mrs. Rodial, and I keep the same handle on Clubhouse as well as on all my other social media platforms. So what do you have to do on your bio on Clubhouse? First of all, you have a lot more space compared to Instagram. Let's say that you can only have three lines. On Clubhouse, you can even put a paragraph. And that is the place where you need to impress people and to tell them why they should follow you. So just make sure you curate your bio. You can go around and see what other people are posting, what statistics, and just make sure that you also connect your bio to your Instagram and Twitter handle. So people who find you on Clubhouse, they can also follow you on the other social media. Now, another thing about Clubhouse is that you cannot message people on the app at this stage that we're speaking. So if you like what they do and you want to connect with them, DM them or go and leave a comment or tweet them, you have to go into another platform because the connections on Clubhouse right now, they don't allow one-to-one interaction. So just make sure that you connect your Instagram and Twitter. Very, very important to keep up those connections and conversations. Step number six, join a room that you can learn from. So what is a room that you can learn from? There's a couple of things that you need to learn. One is how a room operates. There's always a head moderator, and that is usually the image at the top left of the room. So it's the first person on the room. And then you may also have a number of moderators that are indicated with a green button. So the reason you have to go and listen is to understand how a room operates, but also just go and learn. First of all, get motivated, learn how people manage a room, and just learn some of the smaller details of how a clubhouse room works, sort of when moderators take people on the stage and how long do they have to ask a question and then taking back to the audience. Just notice how it works. So when you're ready to host your own room, you have learned the process. Now, one of the things that I always do when I go and listen to a room, and if I like it and add value, I usually go and follow definitely the lead person, but also all the moderators, because I find that if I go into a room and there's moderators, these are actually the people who matter on Clubhouse. So they may lead you to more rooms, interesting rooms, and then you can follow their journey. That's something I do. I go and follow the moderators, and that makes a huge difference on curating my hallway. Step number 7. So when you are ready to go on stage and ask a question or add value, I personally find that the more sharp you are in your description, the chances are you will be invited again to ask a question or become a mod, but also be seen as understanding the platform, respecting the room, and following the rules. So when you are on stage, what I personally do, I give a super brief description. For example, this is Maria. I'm the founder of Rodial Beauty. I am also the author of 2 books, How to Be an Overnight Success, How to Make It Happen. And I have a podcast called Overnight Success. Boom. That is my intro. And then I go straight into my question. I've been in rooms where someone goes in and starts talking about their life story, and it's a little bit disrespectful to the room, to the moderators, to the audience, because you're just wasting people's time. If there's a specific topic that everyone's talking about, I personally like to respect that and go straight to my question. So I get a straight answer and I engage the moderators, but I also respect everyone's time and don't want to waste it. So just find a little intro that defines who you are, and then be ready to ask a question. I've been in rooms where someone has raised their hand, they've put on stage, and when the turn comes, they don't have a question, they have nothing to say, and you have to put your best face forward. You have to look like you know what you're doing, and if you want people to pay attention, whether it's the moderators of the room or the other audience, just be on it, or else, you know, what is the point of raising the hand and getting on stage? People, you know, everyone's time is precious, so make the best of any time you have on stage. So next is number 8, and this is the point when you are ready to host your own room. And that can be scary at the beginning. And when I first hosted my first room, it was super scary. You know, thoughts go through my mind. Will anyone join the room? What's going to happen? Will I need to bring people up? How will I do it? So there is a little bit of stress, but then you know what? As everything in life, just go, just do it, learn from it. And that's my best advice to you. So when you host a room, in order to get engagement, it's very important that you are super specific about your title. So for example, let's say if you're in the beauty business like myself, I could start rooms with the titles Beauty Biz Q&A, or How to Make It in the Beauty Business, or How to Grow Your Instagram in the Creative Industries. Anything with how to does well, but especially at the beginning, if you want to attract the right audience, the more specific you are, the more attention you are going to grab. And the other thing that I found is super helpful is I have a few friends on the platform, and what I would do is invite them to be on a panel to take a little bit of pressure and then have a few other people who are experts answer the question. But equally, people can come into your room and raise their hand, and if you feel they're adding value, you can keep them on and you can make them moderators and really make a strong panel if you want a little bit of help. And I find that I've been in rooms where it's just me being interviewed, and it's great, but it can be a little bit exhausting answering questions for an hour and a half. So it's great to have a few other people around you to take a bit of the pressure off. That is step number 8, my tips on how to host the room. step 9, which is collaborate with other mods. So that's another thing that I've learned being on the platform, that the more you stay on, you do get to know people that you wouldn't have connected in any other platform or in real life. And you make some amazing connections, some people that you definitely can relate with on so many levels. And then after you get to know them, you speak on a few stages together, you tend to share the same interests, then you can connect via DM, let's say on Instagram, and agree to co-host rooms together. And this is the fun part of Clubhouse. My final tip, number 10, is when you are on Clubhouse, be intentional and do know exactly when you are going to be on the app, because I have to warn you, the app is addictive. There were so many times that I went in to check out a room and I said, I'm going to go in for 5 minutes. And then I ended up being there for 5 hours. And the day went by and I thought, oh my God, you know, I've just wasted 5 hours on this app. And this is something I'm actually going through and learning as we go, to set boundaries, to really plan the rooms I want to be in, and also give a bit of a limit and say, I am going to be in this room for an hour and a half, and that is it. And I feel especially with Clubhouse, you have to be intentional. You have to set boundaries and limits on the time that you spend and consume the app to avoid burnout. So I hope you guys enjoyed my top 10 tips on how to grow on Clubhouse, and I hope I get to see you on the platform. So follow me at Mrs. Rodial on Clubhouse, and I look forward to seeing you soon. Bye. If you like the Overnight Success Podcast, please make sure you tell a friend, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, and don't forget to leave us a rating or comment. You can find me at Mrs. Rodial on Twitter and Instagram. This is the Overnight Success Podcast. I am Maria Hatzistefanis. See you next week.